Vayter in Shas. We are in Shavuos Daf Hey, picking up on Hey, 10 lines down, last word of the line, Gufa. We said yesterday the following idea. It says that Minayin she'enu chayev ela al sheyesh ba yidiyah b'tchilev yidiyah b'self helam b'taim. How do you know that you're not going to be chayev? If you're tummy and you're going to the Beis HaMikdash, or you're tummy and you eat kachim, you're not going to be chayev unless you knew that you were tummy, then you forgot about it, then you knew again. How do you know that that's the case? Tamalom or v'nelam b'nelam stay upon me. It says word v'nelam two times. Tiver b'kiva, tiver b'kiva. Rabbi Omer, inotzarech. You don't need the second time to teach me that. Harei hu Omer, the pasuk says, v'ne'elam. If somebody says lashon, and it was hidden from me, that means that originally, michal sheyada, you knew. So therefore, you have that, you knew already. V'hu yada, and then it says the word v'hu yada, harei ken shtei yedias. Now we have two yedias, the mashmos of before v'ne'elam, and then that's that you knew, then you forgot, and then you knew again afterwards. The pasuk says straight up, imkein matam aluminam. Why is it say v'ne'elam a second time straight out? L'chayev al helam tuma v'al helam mikdash. It's coming to tell you that you're going to be chayev to bring a carbon olav yurid on these ideas. If you forgot that you're a tamei, if you didn't realize that you were a tamei, and or that this was the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Mar, Vanilla Michal Shiyada, this lesson, you're telling me vanilla means it implies that you knew beforehand? My Mashma, how do you know? Amar Rav, I mean, the look siv, vihi aluma mimene. It didn't use the lesson, and it is something that was aluma, that was concealed. The lesson vanilla is implying that, and it became concealed, that you knew beforehand. Amar Levi, really, is that true? Alumiata, if that's really true, let's look at the parts of the Sota. Gabi Sota, the siv, vanilla me'ine isha, and it was hidden. A man obviously suspects his wife of being involved with another man, and he goes ahead and he says, you're not allowed to be with this particular person. And then if she goes alone with that particular person, then what happens, we have the whole sota process. And if it ends up being that she was with that other person, then she falls apart, she dies, painful death. And if she wasn't with him, then they get blessed of having a child. It says that this is means if she was with another man, and it was hidden from the eyes of the husband, she became secluded and she was defiled. And what happens? Michlal, the haviyada mikar, that implies that he knew originally, he did know about what was going on. But iaviyada, if he knew, mi batkuli maya, were the waters checker? Hotani, we learned in the brisa. Venika ish me'oven isha ahi tisus avona. The man will be cleared of his sin, and the woman will be carrying her sin. Bizmancha isha menuka me'oven sha'ish. At the time that a man is clear of any sort of sin, then a mayim boat can see, so the water will check the wife. It'll work. But ain't a ish menuka me'avon, ain't a mayim boat can see, though. But if not, then if the man is not clean of sin, then the water won't check her. What does that mean? Rashi says sheba alea achashinistra, if he's with her after she was hidden, after she was secluded, she was warned not to be with this man, and she ended up doing that. And then if the husband decides to be with his wife anyway, then the waters won't work anymore. But the fact that we're saying that the waters do work in this type of situation must mean that he actually didn't know about it originally. So when it says the word that v'ne'elam must not have a mashmos, that means that he knew beforehand. V'su, and not only that, but gabi Torah, by the Halakha Torah, d'chsev, v'ne'elma me'eni kol chai, u'me'ofa shamayim nistra, pasukin Iov. Coming to tell you how deep the Torah is and how much there is. Right, the pasuk says, and it was concealed from the eyes of all living creatures and from those that soar in the heavens. It was hidden. You're saying v'ne'elam, that you want to say now that means that someone actually did know the entirety and the entire scope and breadth of the Torah. But it says no man knew, you know, it's how vast it is. So clearly, v'ne'elam doesn't mean that an implication of you knew before. Elam Ravaye, if I says Kasava Rebbe Yidias Beis Rabo Shma Yidia. Rebbe's of the opinion that the basic knowledge of the laws in Tumah of Tahara is considered that there was some sort of knowledge that happened there. Rashi says Yidias Beis Rabo Shalomad Beis Rabo Shanogeh B'Tumah. He learned that someone touches Tumah, Tame is Tame. V'hu Yada Shehirgesh Kishen Naga. He knows that he felt something when he got that. Aval Lo Hisbonin L'Suma Livo Shenitma. He didn't really process the information to realize that it was that he actually became Tama Tame Shma Yidia. That's called enough of a knowledge over here. So the kashas of saying, what, in the sota, you want to say it means he knew? Can't be, because then when he's over that avera of being with her, the waters wouldn't check, but that's not necessarily considered like an avera. In other words, he knew about something. Obviously, there was an inkling, there was a feeling, because eventually he warned her not to be alone with this man anymore. But when he was with her, he wasn't at that point yet. He's like, he didn't really put two and two together. It's only in hindsight. He's like, all right, because hindsight is 770, it's 2020. Right, therefore, he puts it back and he realizes, right, yeah, that's a problem. But he wasn't really thinking about that particularly. And also, when it comes to the idea of Torah knowledge, the basic understanding of Torah itself is enough for him to have been a failure to appreciate how deep it is, and then it's something that after it came like it was hidden. So yeah, so everything does work good and dandy now. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, or Papa said Labai, Ella de Katani, that was taught in the Mishnah. Ain ba yediya b'tchil of a yesh ba yediya b'sof. Miika de lesli yediyas b'sarabo. So how do you deal with the case when it says that if he didn't have knowledge beforehand, but he did have it at the end, right? According to you, what do you want to say? There's somebody who doesn't have a yediyas b'sarabo, he doesn't know about the basic stuff beforehand? Amalei in. He says, yeah. That there are people that actually are lacking that information. You find in the case of a kid that gets kidnapped as a little child, and he's brought up amongst Goyim, and therefore, he never actually learned the basics. He never got the basic understanding of what Torah is. And that's the person that the Mishnah is talking about when it says someone who had no idea about the Tumah in the beginning, only of the Tumah at the end. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Yetzia Shabbos, Taim, Shtei, and Arba. The Yetzia Shabbos, going from Rishos to Rishos, are two that turn out to be four. Tanana, some. We have a Mishnah over there. Over there means the Mishnah in Shabbos. Andav Beis Amud Aleph, opening Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about two things that are going on over there. That's bringing it in, what's called Hachnasa, taking something from a Rishos Rab to Rishos Yachid, and Hotsa, which is taking out from a Rishos Yachid to a Rishos Rabim. The Mishnah says, Tanahasim Yitzir Shabbos Shtaim Shein Arba Bifnim, two, that end up being four inside, Ushtaim Shein Arba Bechutz, and two, that end up being four outside. Says Rashi, Dalet Bifnim, two, that end up being four inside, Shtaim Lechiyov Hachnasa Da'ani Vachnasa Da'balabayis, Obeys Liftor, Kishze Oker Vizeminiach, Tersev Ba'asosa, says Kula. So that is two that are before, two to be Mechayev Hachnasa, that's the Ani, the Achnasa, the Balabais, and the Achnasa of the Balabais, and two Liftor, when one of them lifts it up, is Oker, something called Akira Nanacha. In order to be Chayev Hotza, it's got to be that you did the Akira and the Anacha. You lift it, you're the one who lifted it up from Rishus HaYachid, and you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, or lift it up from Rishus HaRabim, put it down in Rishus HaYachid. If you're only doing one of them, you're going to be Pater. Now that's what it says here. Kishaseh, okay, v'zeminiach, then it's going to, two of them are going to be Pater. Like it says, ba'asosa, has to be that you're doing the entire Malacha. Which time she and Abra Mechutz, and two end up being four outside. Which is the same, flipping it the other direction. Why is it over here by Shavuos? It says there are two that are four, and then it leaves it at that. It stops there. And it says over there, both of them, from the inside and the outside. The Gemara, because Hasam the Iker Shabbos, the main topic over there is Shabbos. Rashi says Iker Mesachas Beisur Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is about. Tani Avos, who told us, he spoke about the Avos. Rashi says Avos is Yitzias Shehein Min HaTorah, and told us Hachnasos Delo Mifresh Behedya. It's not written out explicitly. So he did the Avos and the told us. But Hach the Laviker Shabbos, over here in Mesachas Shavuos, we're not talking about Shabbos. So Avos, Tani, we told us Tani, he spoke about the Avos Melachos, but it didn't talk about the Toldos. So it talks about over here two that are four. That it's only talking about taking outside. Avos meininhu. What are the avos? When we say they're talking about the avos, yitzios. Those are the cases of taking things out. Yitzios tarti havyan. Wrong chop. Yitzios tarti havyan. But when you're talking about yitzios, there's only two. Says Rashi, tarti havyan, mas nisan tahacha dalatan. It says that there are four. the Bala Bayis taking it from the inside to out, and the Ani taking it from the inside and out. There's only two cases. V'ritema mehen l'chiv mehen lifter. If you want to say the Mishnah means that some of them are going to be chayev to bring a chatas, and some of them you're going to end up being pater. As Rashi says, what's going to be chayev? Shtayim l'chiyav hotzad da'ani, hotzad da'bal abayis, each one of them being doing hotzad, shtayim liftor, achas sha'ani poshit yado lifnim, the ani sticks his hand inside, v'nasan balabayis ha'sochan, the balabayis puts it into his hand, v'ani hotzil, the avad, ihu hanachan, he was a zanacha v'al avad, akira didn't do akira, balabayis akar v'lo aniach, v'shtayim puturim, v'achakach, I'm sorry, v'achas, shtayim balabayis poshit yado me, in both those cases, you didn't have a full case of one person doing akira and anacha. But we said the Mishnah of Shabbos in our Mishnah of Shavuos, it says also in the Negayim, it has to be similar to the Negayim. And Mahasam Kul Lechiyuva, all the cases that we spoke about by the Negayim, by the Tziras, all four cases are talking how you're going to be chayev for doing something. So to hear when thinking about the idea of Shabbos, Stein Shein Abra would be talking about all cases of chiyev, not including cases of Ptur, of Pater, which is what we remember of Shabbos. Sa'ela, Amar of Papa. Rather, Rav Papa comes in, he answers, Hasam de Iker Shabbos. Over there, the main thing is Shabbos, Tani Chiyuv and Ptur, talking about the Chiyuv and Ptur. But Hacha, over our case, which is not Shabbos, Chiyuv Tani and Ptur Lotani. He told us the Chiyuvim, but not the Ptur. In fact, the Gemara, how'd you answer anything? Chiyuve my ninu, what are the chiyuvim? Yitzios, only taking things out. Rashi says, Daha yitzios katani, yitzios ti chiyuva tartihu, tarvin chadadani vchadad balabayas. So the Gemara spells out, yitzios tartihu, tarvin, there's only two. Where are you getting the other two? And for the Gemara, shtaim dotsa, shtaim dachnasa. No, with the avos and with the toldos. Right? So two are talking about the bringing the dotsa, which is the Av Malacha, Rishayim Nachnas, and talking to them, talking about bringing it into the house. So you have Ani Balabayis bringing it out, that's two. Ani Balabayis bringing it in, that's two. In fact, the Gemara, V'ha Yitzios Katani. But the actual Lashon is Yitzios HaShabbos. It doesn't say anything about being Machnis, Achnasa, Amrav Ashi, Tana Achnasa Nami Hotsa Karelei. Tana Achnasa Nami Otsakarale. When we talk about the idea of Achnasa, it's also referred to as Hotsa. Mimai. Where do we know this from? Beep, turn the page. Hey, I'm a base. We learned in a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Famous Mishnah. Right, Rashi says this is Be'inyan Ovos Malachos, Hamotim Rishos Rishos, which is a Dafayin Gimel with all the 39 Malachos there. And not a motzim rishos rishos chayev. Someone goes brings out from one rishos to another, you're going to be chayev. Milo askinet to come ayala yule is a mishnah. Isn't it also dealing with someone who brings in from one rishos to another? Karkari leosa. It still calls it hotsa. So you see, the word hotsa can be talking about also being machnas, bringing something in. In fact, the gemara v'nilma kam mafik rishos yachad rishos harabim. Who says that Mishnah on Ayin Gimel is talking about going both directions? Maybe Kamafik Mirshus Yachad Rishus Rabbim. What it's talking about is that you are taking it from Mirshus Yachad Rishus Rabbim. You're also going to be chayv if you bring it in, but that's only going to be a tolda. But this is only talking about bringing it out, and therefore you don't have a raya that it's saying both directions. M.K. Nisni Hamotzi Mirshus Yachad Rishus Rabbim. Let the Mishnah say straight up: somebody who's motzi from a private to a public, to a Yachad to Rabbim. My Mirshus Lirishus. Why? It's coming to include also from Mishus Rabbim to Mishus Hayachid, Vekakar Leotza, and it calls it Hotza. Why does it use a Lashon of Hotza when it's talking about Achnasa? Why do we do that? And for the Gemara, Tana Kola Kiris Chifetz Mekoma Hotza Karila. It's simple. Anytime you remove something from its place, that itself is an act of hotza. You're taking it out from where it is and bringing it somewhere else. And she says, Shemotzia Mukomo, you're taking it out from its place. Amaravina Masisin Amidaika, you can also find a mashmo, it is also Meduyak in Shabbos. That's the case. The Katani, Yitzias Shabbos, Shtaim Shehin Arba Bifnim, Ushtaim Shehin Arba Bachutz. become mefarish hachnasa. Then the Mishnah goes and starts explaining hachnasa. It starts by seeing the lashon of hotzah, but then it goes into explaining hachnasa shma mina. So clearly you see that the word hotzah can be used for hachnasa as well. Rava Amar, he gives another answer entirely, Rishuyus Ketani, right? When it says the Lashon Yitzius, it means Rishuyus. It means two different types of domains. So it's not even talking about bringing in or bringing out or bringing in. Rishuyus Shabbos Shtayim. And domains in reference to Shabbos, there are two different types of domains that are happening over there. So there are, what the Lashon is, what it's telling us, is that there are two domains of Shabbos, which lead to four Isurim inside, and four Isurim outside. Zuck the next part of the Heilige Mishnah. Maris Negoim Shnayim Shehein Arba. Tzaras is two, that come out to be four. Tinana, some of the Mishnah over there. What does over there mean? That means in Negoim. Says Rashi, Betchilas Meseches Negoim. In the beginning of Meseches Negoim. What are the two? Rashi says, Shnayim Ksuvim Seis Ubaheres. The Sapachas Eino Shem Nega. Even though it says in the Pasuk, Sapachas is not a name of one of the Tzaras. Kedil Kaman, Elu Lashon Tofo Acherim. It's a secondary name. It's more of a tolda. Shem Arba, Yeshlechol Rabos Lahem, Beis Toldos, Mirabuya, the Sapachas Kedil Kaman. And we're going to learn out the two toldos from the extra word, the Sapachas, like we're going to see. So we have two that are four. Baheres. The Baheres. Remember, it's Baheres and Seisen and Baheres. Baheres Aza Keshelig. It's very intense. It's like white. That's like snow. Rashi says Aza Levana Biyosa. They'll come in a farish minale. We're going to see exactly where we learn it from on Vav Amud Beis. Shniela, secondary to it, is Kisid Haheichal. It's like the lime that was used on the Heichal. And Se'es Levan, Kitzemer Levan, Se'es is like white wool. Shniela Kikrum Beitza. It's like the membrane of an egg. So if we go in the order of the four, it ends up being the whitest snow. That's Baheres. And then you have Se'es is wool white. And then you have secondary to the snow, which is lime white. Then you have secondary to the wool, which is like a membrane of an egg. Amar Rav Chanina, Mantana Maros Nagarim. Who is the one that taught this, that Maros Nagarim, appearances of Tzaras? You know what, folks, this is going to open up to a whole new discussion, so we're going to stop over here, and I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.